rather die actually living, says unvaccinated NFL player.
I'd rather die actually living.
Yeah.
But if you can get vaccinated and definitely not die, why wouldn't you definitely not? I mean, that's like saying, I'm going to stand on these train tracks. And right now there's no train coming. But if I stand here long enough, maybe there'll be a train. I don't know. I'm going to take that risk. I want to be on the train tracks. Doesn't make any sense. It's like you step off the train track. So stepping away from the train tracks is literally just stepping aside, stepping away. It's not that difficult. I mean, are people that afraid of needles that they're afraid to get vaccinated, or are they afraid? Because here's the thing. If you're afraid that the vaccination has some sort of ubu-jubu stuff that they're going to put in your veins and you're going to all of a sudden grow like 10 like tentacles and, you know, 10 ears, too late. Everyone's already been vaccinated. You see, none of us have tentacles and ears, like more than 2 ears that we were born with. It doesn't have all those weird ubu-jubu things you think are going on. Do you know what I mean? Like any fantasy you have in your head of what the vaccination could potentially do to you, we've proven at this point that the answer is nothing. It can't do anything to you. It's just a vaccination that could just prevent you from dying.
Buffalo Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley has no plans on getting the vaccine. He says, I may die of COVID, but I'd rather die actually living, he said.
But no one's... Okay, so getting a vaccination doesn't mean you stop living. I mean, we're all living. In fact, we're living more. I went to the theater the other night, no mask because I was vaccinated. I'm living more than he is because there are more places I can go because I've been vaccinated than him. There's a lot of places that they won't allow him in because he's not been vaccinated. So I'm going to be living more than he is.
And now he's on record saying I'm not vaccinated. He said, I'm not going to take meds for a leg that isn't broken.
That's not what this is. Oh my God.
I'd rather take my chances with COVID and build my immunity that way. Eat better, drink water, exercise, and do what I think is necessary to be a healthy individual, he said in a statement.
Here's the thing. So he obviously believes the science that if you eat well and take good care of yourself, that leads to a better health. Well, we have learned through science that eating well and taking care of yourself doesn't prevent COVID. COVID isn't one of those things that's like, I was going to go after this dude, but you know what? He eats kale. I can't. He eats kale. He runs 10 miles a day. Doesn't work like that.
So he doesn't take vitamins either?
Right.
So
exactly.
If you don't take vitamins and you don't take things that prevent you from getting hurt, then why wouldn't you take this?
I'm going to go one step more. Why wear a helmet? Why wear a helmet and all the pads? Why wear all that stuff while you're out in the field? Why do it?
Well, that's his problem because he's been taking multiple hits to the head every day since he was 12. See, that's what I think. You step in and hold him down.
Right.
And say that he's not, you know, mentally there to say he shouldn't get a shot or not.
Yeah, put him on one of those 51-50 holds. You know, he can't take care of himself. He can't make decisions for himself.
Right.
You know, and make sure that somebody else makes his life-saving decisions. You know, cut to a month from now, you're going to be like, remember that guy we talked about a month ago in the NFL who wouldn't get vaccinated? Funny story. He died of COVID.
Well, and he's not on the field with just himself. He's not like he's playing golf.
Right.
You know, he's being hit and touched and tackled by other people that just don't want to get sick.
What's his name?
His name is Cole Beasley.
And what team does he play for?
Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills. Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York. Correct.
Oh, he's in New York, too.
Yeah.
Great.
I may die of COVID, but I'd rather die actually living, is what he said.
That doesn't even make sense. I may die actually living. Even that sentence doesn't make any sense. I may die of COVID. Well, you could potentially not die of COVID if you had a vaccination. That's all I'm saying.
If I'm forced into retirement, so let it be, he said. So you're willing to give up playing a game for a living.
For a lot of money.
For a shit ton of money, just because you don't want to get a shot.
Good. Let him. That's his decision. Listen, this is America. We're Americans, and we're free to make these dumb decisions on our own. You know, the thing that Americans have proven is that it doesn't matter how stupid we are, we have our rights. But I don't. So the NFL is a private company. Mm. So they can make a rule that either you get vaccinated or you don't play. And do they have that rule?
No, not yet. And it's only, it's not even summer camp yet. It's pre-summer camp. So they may make that rule. Who knows? You don't have to play football. You
do the baseball balls have that rule?
I don't know. And the hockey
Do the hockey balls and the basketball balls have that rule?
I don't know. But, I mean, last night, there was a sold-out crowd for hockey in Long Island. I mean, every seat was taken. I mean, it's people don't really... And it's funny when you watch... Okay, so when you watch New York play hockey, the place is sold out. Not one seat is empty. When they show Canada playing hockey, there's hardly nobody in the stadium. It's
why?
Because it's Canada. Because they're playing in Canada.
Isn't that where hockey ball was invented?
But I'm saying it's not a sold out crowd. They have whole sections that don't have anybody in them at all. Because
is that normal? Oh, because of COVID. So normally, I see. Okay.
So in Canada, they say you can't be a sold out crowd. You know, we don't want to kill people. In New York, they're come on.
Right. Well, does this dude at least wear a mask?
Unvaccinated players will be tested every day and are required to wear a mask and must quarantine after exposure. Unvaccinated players will also not be allowed to leave their team hotel during travel and must remain physically distant from others in club facilities.
All right. So if he chooses to stay unvaccinated, then he's going to have to live a different life than the rest of the players.
Yeah, you can't leave the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to travel with these people too.
I know.
It's not like you play every game at home. You have to go and fly all over the place.
Right.
And be on a plane with these people.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I don't want somebody on my team not vaccinated and I have to be around them.
Because those guys are like, they spent all the whole COVID in a bubble together, breathing the same air. So... let's see. Lion King Kitty says that her nephew plays for the football ball team you just said, and that the dude better get vaccinated. It's Chewy says Cole Beasley has a right to his stance. Other people can have their takes as well. He said MLB players, basically, I think it's recommended, not required. They don't force players. What is Canada's vaccination rate? Lion King Kitty wants to know. What is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Canada's
a lot. I don't know.
Well, no, that's a good thing. We should know that. Canada, 32.6 million doses given, fully vaccinated 7.4 million. That is only 19.7% of the population. That's a very low percentage. 19.7% of the population fully vaccinated. I'm guessing here's the thing. In Canada's defense, I think part of that has to do with the fact that the cities, there's only a few cities and they're very concentrated. Those are probably city numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Most people live in an area where the next person is like really far away, like nowhere near you. Like I have a friend who lives in Maui. He lives in Hawaii. He lives in Maui. And I saw him yesterday and we were talking about like...
You were in Maui?
No. He's here in New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
You went to Maui? Wow, that was
in a day. I know. I flew there for the day.
In less than 24 hours, you're back.
I flew private, yeah. So my friend from Maui has been here in New York, and I got to see him yesterday. And I was telling him about like what COVID was like here and everything we went through. And he said, that sounds awful. I can't relate to any of it. He said, living in Maui was nothing like that. He said, as soon as COVID hit, they shut down the whole island, nobody in or out.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we had such a low rate of COVID. We would have like maybe two cases a day or two cases a week that we'd hear about, but you know, very few people died. And also the life they live in Maui, they're not up in each other's business. They're not all on top of each other the way we are
here. Socially distant life is what they
have. Their whole life is socially distant. Right. So I think a lot of Canada, at least people that I know that live in Canada, they live in places in Canada where the nearest neighbor is really far away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing that probably has something to do with why the vaccination rate, the news takes a long time to travel. They don't feel in jeopardy of COVID. They don't know anybody that had COVID. You know, a lot of people in New York, everyone ran to get vaccinated because everybody knew somebody that either died or has long-term COVID or, you know, some crazy COVID situation. Everybody has a COVID story that I know. Everybody.